بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We begin to read the chapter 19 in regards to shopping centers. Shopping centers, by extension malls, whether they be online also. Now we have online malls, and a person is very much involved for hours. A person may continue shopping. So in regards to shopping centers and malls, shopping online, how do we look at it from the side of Sharia? And compared to the malls are the masajid, the houses of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For a mu'min, for a believer, his life is a life of ita'at and obedience and servitude to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So what are the differences between shopping centers and the houses of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? The hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. The most beloved places to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala are the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ. And the most despised places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the marketplaces, the shopping centers. So what are the differences between the houses of Allah and the shopping centers? Commonly we hear, especially that the month of December, the people want to go to these places, the shopping centers and the souks, and they say it has Islamic flavor. Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, also Mubarak places. How much should a person frequent the marketplaces? Should he go to the marketplaces? How much time to spend there? What to do there? What is the life of a believer? So to understand, the life of a believer is between, they say, fadail and masail. What are the masail? What are the mas'alas that pertain to the certain avenue or to my life? And what are the fadail? I don't want to pass my life. The person who wants to pass his life will fail life. He will not pass. So I want to pass my life and I don't want to fail life. So where do I spend my life correctly that I will pass? So yes, when it comes to the marketplaces, it is proven that Rasulullah ﷺ went to the marketplaces. And the Mushrikeen of Makkah had an objection that you being a messenger sent by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, a messenger should be someone that doesn't go to the marketplaces. He shouldn't eat, he shouldn't drink, he should be like an angel. So in the following lines we will discuss this. And when it comes to the shopping centers, many of time you will find in family circles, these arguments begin. That what is wrong with the souk? What is wrong with the marketplaces? What is wrong with going there over the weekends? What is wrong with going to the restaurants and sitting there and having a meal? What is the problem with it? So why shouldn't we the other way around? Where we encourage, why don't we go to the masjid? Why don't we sit in the masjid? Why don't we spend time in the house of Allah? That should be the argument. But the Muslim wants to prove otherwise. Where the fada'il and the virtues are for going to the masjid, that should be the argument. That this is where we should be. This is where we are comfortable. But we find the argument be the opposite. What is the problem with this? So we find that many ahadiths prove that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did in fact visit the shopping centers in times of need. When there is zarurat. When there is zarura, in Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam went in the time of need and he personally engaged in purchasing goods. This was according to need. This was one of the objections raised by the mushrikeen, the polytheists, against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They argued that a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have no need to visit the marketplace or eat food, but should rather be an angel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse stating that all the past anbiya and messengers alayhim salatu wasalam also ate food and visited the shopping areas. This consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So looking at the difference between the marketplaces and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hadith you mentioned that the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. Why are these places, the houses of Allah, the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama say, لِأَنَّهَا بَيْتُ الطَّاعَةِ. Because the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we call them بَيْتُ الطَّاعَةِ. These are the places of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where there is obedience of Allah, Allah loves those places. And Allah loves that person who is at that place also. So these are the houses of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maqsusatun bidhikr, and they are exclusive for the remembrance of Allah. Person who comes to the house of Allah is coming here to remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In contrast, we will discuss when he comes to the marketplaces, we can understand already. The house of Allah, a place of obedience. The house of Allah, exclusive for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usisa ala taqwa. And its foundation is laid upon taqwa. That I will find taqwa and the quality of abstinence in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The marketplace, you know, the taqwa is very difficult to adopt in the marketplaces. Yuqra'u fiha al-Qur'an. The house of Allah, Qur'an tilawat is made. In the shopping malls, in the businesses, there the most we can do possibly is play one CD on Yasin Sharif. But to read Qur'an, very difficult. It's busy. People are coming in and out. I know in the house of Allah, I got my spot. I've got my certain place. I got my spot for Qur'an Sharif also. This is where I keep my Qur'an Sharif. So Qur'an is recited in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُنْشَرُ فِيهَا الْعِلْمُ. In the houses of Allah, ilm is taught. Like now we're having the halqa of ta'alim. Where a person now, his ilm level is raised. He learns something. As in the marketplace, we are talking about kharid. What is the price? What is the wholesale price? What is the stock price? How much stock do we have? So here this knowledge is being taught. وَيَجْتَمِعُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. In the house of Allah, people of iman gather together. When people of iman gather together, then they draw the rahmat of Allah. The marketplace in our situation, there are different types of people. How pak, how pure, impure, what the quality of the heart, what the quality of the eyes, what are the motivations. Here we are coming, the motivation is to get the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then is mentioned, hudurul malaika. Hudurul malaika, the malaika are present. The house of Allah, the malaika throng. And those that sit and wait for salah, they make dua for the believer. Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Allah forgive him for all his sins. Allah have mercy upon him. So these are all the virtues of just sitting in the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ أَضَافَهَا اللَّهُ لِنَفْسِهِ إِضَافَةَ تَشْرِيفٍ وَتَعْظِيمٍ. And how beautifully is mentioned that when it comes to the house of Allah, as we mentioned, Baytullah, the house of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links these places and connects them to himself. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. That the masajid belong to Allah. They are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. When it comes to the marketplaces, we will find that these are the places of the breeding ground of shaitan. So I'm going to the house of Allah. So this is where I will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned one time in the time of Harun al-Rashid, when he told his wife, there was some argument, and he told her, if you do not leave the kingdom of Harun al-Rashid by Fajr time, then 3 divorces for you. She was perplexed. Where do I go to? If I leave now also, the kingdom of Harun al-Rashid extends so far, it's such a vast kingdom, that by Fajr time also, I will not be out of his kingdom. Useless leaving now also. What do I do? Call all the ulama together. What is the solution to this problem? Harun al-Rashid has mentioned, if I don't leave by Subh Sadiq, by Fajr time, I will be 3 talaqs, divorced. But they say, you have no chance. Whether you sit at home and wait for iddat. Finally, they contacted the great student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi, Imam Abu Yusuf. So he was called. So he heard the entire masla and the different fatawas. Then he mentioned to her, very easy. Go and spend the night in the masjid till Subh Sadiq and leave after Subh Sadiq, after Fajr time sets in. They all were taken aback. How would that solve the problem? Then he quoted the ayat, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. That the entire kingdom may belong to Harun al-Rashid, but the masajid belong to Allah. It doesn't belong to him. So you spend the night in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no talaq will fall on you. So the person doesn't understand to spend my time in the house of Allah or the place of shaitan. So when it comes to the house of Allah, these are the places where the rahmat of Allah is drawn. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.